Admin Finance Committee meeting Thursday, October 10th, 2023 at noon. And have a roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo, Director Nguyen, Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Meeks, Director Whitaker, Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Here.
Director Sheldon, Director Tran.
Here.
Director Green. You do have a quorum with four directors present.
Okay, great. Next is, are there any items received too late to be agenda?
There are none.
Any visitors want to participate? That's the rest of the board at this time. I don't see anybody. Time to consent calendar. What is the pleasure of the committee?
I'll move approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, we got in a second. Any discussion? Nope. And please vote.
Roll call, Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, now it's a matter for consideration. Item number 7, actuarial evaluation of retiree medical insurance benefit plan update.
So let Randy introduce this one.
Thanks, Mike. So the actuarial evaluation for the retiree medical insurance benefit plan has been updated as of June 30, 2022. Mary Beth Redding, our actuary, with Foster and Foster, who completed the actuarial evaluation, will present her evaluation to the committee.
So this, I wanted to talk about the valuation we just did, which is what we call a roll forward valuation. We did not collect all the census data from the district. It's sort of a shortcut we can take every other year to generate the financial reporting numbers. But I wanted to start with just a quick overview of the benefits, the retiree healthcare benefits the district pays. In order to get these, you need to retire at least at age 55 with 12 years of service. The district pays most of the premium. There's some caps and limits, but it ends up being pretty much very close to the whole premium. For people hired before 2009, it's paid for life, and for those hired after 2009, it's paid until Medicare eligibility, you know, typically age 65.
I skipped around there.
Doing the valuation, it's like building a mathematical model of people's lifetimes. And because we can't tell exactly what's going to happen to everybody, we need assumptions, not only about how the people behave, but also about what your invested assets are going to do. So as I said, this is a roll forward valuation. It's rolled forward, meaning it's we did all our calculations June 30th of 21. We updated them, assuming everything went as expected until June 30th of 22. And then we used the actual PARS assets as of June 30th of 22. So it's a now like a 22 valuation. The weirdness under the GASB is that you put this in your financial statements and you say you did it all as of June 30th of 23.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, it's just weird. The big assumption I listed here is that we've assumed the assets in your PARS balance fund are going to earn 5.75% per year going forward. based on our modeling, our investment modeling, we think we're like 50%. We think that's the number that's 50% likely. So half the time you would get more and half the time you would get less, which is typically how you set your assumptions. So here's the results. These are what you're looking at is sort of how this is presented in the financial statements for a county. So on your left, you have what was reported last year, on the right, what was reported this year. The liabilities, the OPEB liability is the value of benefits earned to date for all of your employees and retirees. So that's gone from $24 million to $25 million. But the fiduciary net position, which is a fancy name for assets, is gone from $27 million to $24 million. The reason is this is all measured June 30th, 2022, which was just a terrible time for assets. So that's why you saw the big drop. So that took the plan from being overfunded by about $3 million to just very slightly underfunded, 113% funded to 96% funded, which is still just awesome. Funding OPEB plans is not required. I think moving to the strongly encouraged and financially a very wise thing to do. But when we look around the state among our clients, and you'll see this later in some of the state data we have, there's still probably 40% of people not funding their plans at all. And you'll see that your funded ratio is just amazing.
Say it again.
Probably a good 40% of OPEB plans are not refunded at all.
Not funded at all.
No. People are just hoping that as benefits escalate, they'll be able to pay. So this, it just puts you in a very much better position to be in the state. So those are the unfunded liabilities that are reported on the balance sheet. We do have these categories now called deferred inflows and outflows of resources. They are assets and liabilities that also live on your balance sheet and represent a portion of the unfunded liability that's not yet run through expense. It's kind of weird numbers. This is one piece that will show up in the financial statements. It's the illustration of employer contributions for the year. We had calculated that a good number to contribute would be $644,000. The district actually paid $1.8 million, which is, you know, a large part. You've been doing that fairly consistently, and that's a large part of why this plan is so well funded. I did want to show you sort of how we come up with that number of contributions, because someone here may be saying, wait a minute, we didn't write a check for $1.8 million. And the reason is that you've put in about $800,000 of cash benefit payments the district pays directly to retirees or to the healthcare providers that pay the premium. Because the premiums for your plan are on this blended basis, meaning employees and retirees all pay the same thing until they're 65, the active employees are subsidizing the retirees, except it's not really the active employees. It's the district pays too much for the active employees and too little for the retirees. That subsidy gets credited in the accounting rules as an extra benefit payment of $139,000 for the current year. The district does ask for a reimbursement from the trust fund for the benefits paid, so that comes out. You also pay administrative expenses out of pocket, not running through the trust, and that's credited as another contribution. So all those things together, along with the actual cash that went into the trust, add up to $1.8 million this year. So I have a bunch of pictures because that was really all I had to say about the numbers. So it wasn't too much interesting. We keep a database of, I was wondering why it said Bartell Associates. This is what I showed you last year, or potentially the year before. And it showed that the plan at that point was 70% funded. And what you're looking at is a graph of all of our clients, all the valuations we did for them, and the height of the graph represents the funded ratio for each plan. So you see on the left, there's a flat line with no little columns sticking up, those are all the plans that are not funded, like from plan number 0 to plan number 75. And then after that, there's bars of various heights that are all the other plans lined up in order by their funded ratio. Average was about 41% funded. You guys were at 70. So that was last time we looked at this. Here's what it looks like today. And this is Foster and Foster, Bartell Associates clients. So these are people who've had their actuary telling them for years that they ought to be funding their OPEB plans. So you're going to see better results than statewide. 73% of our plans are funding, only about 25% are not funding. The average plan is now 53-54% funded. And because this was measured in 2021, you guys were at 113% funded, just to kind of be comparable to the rest of the data. So way, way, way better than average and most other people on our list. If we pull this out and just look at our water district clients, they tend to be better funded than the pool as a whole. Cities and counties have a lot more struggle to come up with cash. And you see the average plan, even among the water and sort of similar agencies, is about 77% funded, and you're so much better shape than they are. And then the last picture I have for you, this is some data that you can now get off the state auditor's website, and it's municipalities only, okay? So not directly comparable, but just to kind of show you what's really going on in California. Yeah. So 40% of plans are not funding. The average is much lower, 30%. And again, you guys are way up 90th percentile or beyond. You would be actually beyond the 90th percentile. This is pretty much 2021 data reported in 22. So you're in good shape. It just is great. It gives you a lot of flexibility with what you do going forward. Did want to close with what we see going ahead. We are seeing healthcare premiums increasing. We would expect in the next valuation, we will see some probably healthcare costs increasing more than we've expected in the valuation, just because of inflation, supply chains, and all that kind of stuff that was going on is working its way to healthcare costs. But on the asset side, we do have the June 30th of 23 assets. They've gone from $24 million to $27 million the past year. And I did a little chart that shows where that increase came from. We had expected, just from the expected earnings, about $1.4 million. But the fund earned an extra $850,000 above that. The district put in another $830,000, and then there were expenses that came out. So you end up at about $27 million. At June 30th of 23. The return for the year was 9.16% before expenses and the PARS fund. And just kind of comparing it to the last 2 years, that is a very good return. We had 27% return in fiscal 21, which was about 14% more than we expected. I'm sorry, about 20% more than we expected. 21%. And in fiscal 22, we had a negative 14% return, which is about 20% less than we expected. So between fiscal 21 and 22 was kind of a wash. So we're hoping that we don't get a negative next year and that we just get to keep the extra return we've got this year. So we do expect overall a modest improvement in the status next year. Is my last slide for you. Questions?
Any questions from committee? The recommendation is to Gen 9's approve the August 18th or 16th board meeting, recent to receive and file. Do we need a vote on this?
Yes.
I move it.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call. Director Onesqua?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your presentation. Next item is the monthly cash disbursement report, and that's included in the packet. Right. Put all on the consent calendar, please, for the August 16 board meeting. We have director's announcements or reports. See anybody from Zoom land? Anybody here? Okay. Mr. General Manager, have anything to report?
Nothing to report.
Excellent. Then we have an adjournment. Thank you, everybody. 15 minutes.